Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Due to no power, a two-hour delay has been issued for Indian Valley Local Schools and Newcomerstown Exempted Village. AEP is reporting power outages from New Philadelphia to Newcomerstown. Over 2,000 people are currently without power. AEP estimates restoration around 7:30 a.m. And a busy New Philadelphia intersection is expected to get an upgrade in 2019. The Bluebell Drive project will go out to bid through the Ohio Department of Transportation. The construction idea began in 2016 to increase foot traffic from the hotels to the businesses. New signals and lane markings are among the changes slated for Bluebell Drive. To stay up to date, be sure to find us on WTUZ.com.
So if it's a two-hour delay, when will school start? Do you know exactly when it will start?
If you start at usually like 7:30, mm-hmm. I think you would start at 9:30.
Plus, just add 2 hours.
Simple math. That's how it goes.
Carry the one.
Yeah.
Boom, that's how you get there.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it is a fabulous morning despite the weather. I feel like it's been raining since really Friday. If you think about it.
Yeah. Saturday, I think. No, Sunday was good. Sunday was a decent day. But, I actually don't mind the rain right now. I mean, maybe tomorrow it might be a different story, but I'm kind of embracing it.
I don't know when I'm going to be able to cut my grass, to be honest with you. It's getting a little ridiculous.
You'll be fine.
I may need to borrow someone's goat. Start chewing that stuff up. Anybody got a cow I can borrow?
I'm sure somebody has one you can borrow for a day.
They can come graze in my front yard for a day or two.
Right. How was your night last night?
Hey, not too shabby.
Good. Did you do anything fun?
Ate some pizza, watched some Monday Night Football, watched my fantasy football team lose.
Same.
And then lose again. I had two different scenarios going on. But hey.
Yeah.
It's the luck of the draw sometimes. Hey, you mentioned some schools delayed this morning due to no power. A school in South Carolina going to be closed one day, all due to a Luke Bryan concert. That's much better than no power, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Luke Bryan has his farm tour, which he does each and every single year. Now, listen, he started doing it even when he wasn't a big shot and when he was not selling out arenas and everything else and stadium tours and all that. And still, he's staying true to his roots and doing these farm tours. Actually, it gets going in a couple days. The first one is going to be at a little old farm in Ohio. Ayers Farm is where it's going to be at. But anyways, this show in South Carolina, they totally canceled school that day in this little podunk town. North Augusta, South Carolina. Students are going to have to make up a day before winter break. So they're still going to have to call it a Luke Bryan day.
Sounds fun.
I don't know why they're going to have to make it up, though. I mean, don't they have school days designated for that kind of thing? Although South Carolina, I don't know.
They may not snow have days snow days.
South Carolina, yeah.
Right. Don't.
Maybe not.
Yikes. I wouldn't mind missing school for a Luke Bryan concert.
Or work.
Right.
For a Luke Bryan
either
concert.
Either one works for me.
Yeah, we're good either way. We'll take either one.
Right.
Hey, it's official, by the way. A lot of folks thought it was coming. And if it wasn't, dude may have lost a job, but we have a new starting quarterback.
Baker Mayfield takes a knee. Count it down, everybody. The Browns are winners tonight.
And it was announced yesterday, head coach Hugh Jackson naming Baker Mayfield the starting quarterback now of your Cleveland Browns. Thoughts?
I think it's a little too early.
You think?
Yeah.
You want to throw the other guy back in there?
Yeah. I liked his story.
Tyrod Taylor's story?
I don't think his name's Tyrod, isn't it? Tyrod.
Tyrod, what's his whole story? What do you mean?
I don't know. I just like to, and I like the way that he represents himself. Watching that Hard Knocks show, I thought that he was really well spoken and put together, and I don't know, I really liked him. I respect him a lot, and I feel bad they're just taking his job away from
him. It's a business, though. I mean, and you get hurt, someone else comes in and outshines you. That's just kind of the nature of the beast, I guess. And mm-hmm. It's all about wins and losses and how you perform. And listen, you watched the game Thursday, mm-hmm. last week, right? Did it not look like...
Well, actually, I fell asleep.
Didn't it look like a totally different team, though, from what you heard and highlights and everything else that you saw? And didn't from what Chad Lee told you, didn't he say, babe, it's like a totally different team out there?
No, he didn't say all that. He just said he came out and he did a really good job. But, I mean, like I said earlier, I think that people just want to jump on that bandwagon and just say, oh, my God, we're so good. No. You won one game out of 3 years. Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Michelle, calm down. It's 2 years. Don't.
2 years. I'm sorry.
Don't throw another
Wait,
year
isn't
on.
Isn't this going into the third year, though?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
It only took 630.
I just don't understand why everyone's so hype. I mean,
you know what?
Slow it down.
And I feel you there, too, because I'm a little
tripped. You feel me down. You're the one that's, like, riding the bus into Cleveland. Like,
no, I'm
we're
a little,
doing so well.
I'm a little trepidatious. I don't think I ever said that.
Yes, you did. Oh, my gosh. Friday morning, you were so excited. You were
I wasn't
about,
so. No, let me tell you what happened Friday morning.
Okay, we're going to play back the footage or the audio because you were so excited. You were talking about this is a brand new team. I was like, you need to calm down.
I didn't go that far. I was just saying this could be the dawn of a new day, basically, is what I was getting at. It wasn't me professing the Browns as a playoff or a Super Bowl team. It was just me saying, hey, things may be different now, but we'll never know until they start playing the games. I mean, this is the 30th quarterback since 1999.
Right.
Jesus. The 30 since 1999.
That's embarrassing.
Your boy Tyrod was number 29. But I hope Mayfield knows he's been anointed, though, as our football savior. No pressure, though, at all.
See, that is just so, like, why are you giving him such big shoes to fill?
Because it's only the that position, the quarterback position. What other position in professional sports is as big as that? Tell me.
I mean, it depends on
there's
which
not
sport
one.
You like.
No, there's not one. There's no bigger
That's
position.
That's your personal opinion, though.
No, it's really a fact. There's no other. There's no other bigger position out there in sports than the quarterback position.
No, I think you're wrong. I think it depends on which sport you're into. I think if you like baseball, the pitcher. If you like basketball, it's the point guard. Depends.
Now, we all know those people are important, but not nearly as important to a team's success as a quarterback.
Okay.
The 30th quarterback since 99.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
We all need a hero,
still not
though.
Riding that train.
We all. When will you get on the Baker bandwagon? After he wins a couple more games?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's a good player. I think he's a decent guy. I don't know. I just
stop putting your personal preference on if they're a good person or if they go to church or whatever.
I don't care if they go to church or not.
Well, you said Tyrod Taylor's a good guy. You like
his
story.
Yeah, I like good guys. Heaven forbid.
I don't care. You could be a devil worshiper. If you're going to win me football games, I'm all for it. All right? Maybe I took that a little too far.
It's a little far.
I mean, but whatever. You get the point.
No, I think it's an overall thing. I think you need to have good character as well as performance on the field.
Yeah, that would help. Hey, yesterday in Cleveland, it was kind of a nasty scene. British singer Gary Numan, did you hear about this? His tour bus struck and killed a 91-year-old man as he was walking across the street. Gary Numan, he got his start in the early 80s, some British rock band, and now he's kind of a solo act. He was performing, or supposed to perform, at the House of Blues last night in Cleveland. They canceled that show after this accident went down. On Twitter, he said all are devastated by the fatal accident.
So crazy. Did you see the bus? The
91-year-old. Is it a big, huge bus or what?
Gigantic. And the pictures that I saw were on, I think, Cleveland.com.
They haven't released the guy's name yet, the 91-year-old. At least from what I saw from this story I just got a couple hours ago.
Yeah, it's in a really busy intersection, too. I don't know.
Basically right in downtown Cleveland, right in front of the, right in front of that church, right?
It's in front of the 9. Like, it's on East 9th. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I was looking at stuff here. Yeah, here's Cleveland.com. On the corner of East 9th, and I don't know what that other street is there that it was trying to make a right-hand turn. So the bus was on East 9th and then making a right-hand turn. And then that's where it hit the gentleman.
I wonder if the gentleman was in the road, or
he was walking across the crosswalk there.
Or was he standing on the street? Like, how do you miss someone just walking across the street
in
the middle of the day? It happened at 12.
Yeah, it was broad daylight, right?
Yeah. And yet, well, was it raining yesterday morning? Like, early afternoon?
Corner of Superior and East 9th there.
Yeah, that's so, I don't know.
12:40 p.m. is when it all went down.
Yeah. So crazy. It's sad.
It's a big tour bus for Gary Newman. Right there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
That's huge. And a trailer. And it's pulling a trailer.
Where was he performing? At the House of Blues?
The HOB. Yeah, House of Blues Cleveland had a tweet, too, that due to unforeseen circumstances, tonight's show with Gary Newman at House of Blues has been canceled. Refunds will be made available at the point of purchase.
Eek. That's so sad. Did you ever hear about the guy, and it was in, I don't know if it was in that intersection or it was a couple intersections before that, an older gentleman, they were paving the road and they had fresh
drove cement, right into it,
drove
yeah.
into the cement. Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's what happens when you're on your cell phone and you're driving.
He just had to sit there until someone got him
they
out.
They literally had to dig him out. Those construction workers, after they laid the fresh concrete.
Oh, that's great.
Had to dig him right out.
I love it. Like, that's so embarrassing. I hope his family got plenty of photos from that.
Oh, I'm sure. Those are their Christmas cards this year.
Check out Dad.
Look at Uncle Fred there stuck in the concrete. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, Michelle, you're awesome, and we'll chat later.
Thanks.
Michelle, you feeling any better yet over there this morning?
Why?
Cranky pants? You okay?
Just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean that I'm cranky.
No, it was...
People are allowed to have their own opinions.
No, it wasn't that, Michelle. It was just your demeanor this morning. Then you yelled at me about Facebook earlier in the a.m. and
that was sarcasm.
I could give a darn about Baker Mayfield, really, at this point, to be honest.
Baker Mayfield takes
you talk about him like he's your brother.
Hold on, Jim Donovan is speaking.
Winners tonight.
Anyway, I'm sorry. What'd you say? Won't hop on the Baker bandwagon, but wore a Johnny freaking Manziel jersey to the Big Z Sports draft party.
That's the only Browns jersey I owned.
Still, though.
No.
Still.
There's no still. That's the only Browns thing I
owned. Where's James? Where's my boy James on the text line? Eric, don't let her beat down our Browns. They are good. They'll win more with Baker. There you go, James. Thank you, sir, from the Weaver Appliance text line. I will not let Michelle beat me down, no matter what.
Right.
Can't bring me down, Michelle.
Not trying to.
Read the text, though. What is it? Area code. Where's area code 505? Where's that?
Let's Google
You familiar
it.
With that?
No.
Text or text line. Eric, I enjoy listening to local radio, but...
New Mexico. Wow.
All right, maybe they're listening via stream, WTUZ.com.
There you go.
I don't know. Eric, I enjoy listening to local radio, but have a huge... Whenever there's a but in there, can't wait for the rest. But have a huge problem with so many things you have to say.
Oh, that sucks.
I have a half-hour drive to get to work in the morning. I feel your pain there. And generally, you will say something that makes me change the channel before I get here. Here's the deal. I would love to know what I said. I was simply just telling everybody that Baker Mayfield is now the Browns' 30th starting quarterback. Hopefully we hear more of this.
Winners tonight.
30th starting quarterback since 1999. But Michelle, here's the thing, Michelle. I'm a little cautious as well, but for some reason, everybody is hopping on this.
Can we talk about
Baker bandwagon
else besides Baker Mayfield?
Sure. What about Bill Cosby maybe going to prison today? You want to know? Prosecutor wants 5 to 10 years, and Bill Cosby really doesn't want that whole label of a sexual predator
on
his record, but he's probably going to get it anyways.
He has no choice.
Yeah. Well, wow. Here's the deal. If you're, what are they, it's not like he went after an underage woman, right? He just drugged and will that get you that predator
title? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. That'll get you this.
Oh my gosh.
That classifies yourself as a sexual predator, I think.
Does he think that he's not going to be... I mean, this is going to be with him for however many years he lives.
Yeah, all that. But no, for real, the judge has an option whether to slap that on him or not. on his record. Violent sexual predator, where he has to register each and every single year and everything else. You can also get probation or house arrest today, or a good old 5 to 10 years in prison. We don't know, but today will be the day.
I thought it was Norristown, was the most.
Norristown, Pennsylvania. Well, that's what I thought yesterday, mm-hmm. with the minimum and maximum sentencing and everything else. The prosecutor wants 5 to 10 years.
Oh.
But I think the jail time for what he's convicted of is anywhere from 1 to 4, or he could get, like I said, house arrest. They may...
House arrest? What's that going
to
do?
House arrest and probation? You won't be able to leave your home and... Here's what I think they're going to do. I don't think they're going to throw Bill Cosby in jail, no matter if he deserves to go to jail or not.
You don't think so?
I don't think they do. What I think they do is they slap that sexual predator title on him.
Ooh.
They make him sit in his house under house arrest and probation for the rest of his days. I think, honestly, that's what they do. But we'll find out today.
Yikes. I mean, I think...
Either way, it's not good for Bill Cosby.
No. If they do put him in jail, no matter the time, I predict that he'll probably pass away in jail.
Mm.
I don't mean to be gruesome,
Michelle, I tell you what,
morbid, but...
That is a safe bet because he's 81 years old.
He's blind and he can barely walk. I don't see him making it if he goes to jail.
Mm.
Not to be mean, but...
So mean.
I mean, what he did to those girls are mean, but...
You've been nothing but mean this morning.
Nothing but mean.
Candy Knotts on our text line, by the way. She's telling us traffic backed up on 250 off of 36 heading toward Tappan Lake.
Oh, no.
She said accident, lots of fire trucks. If you guys are in that area or heading that way, if you see something, let us know. We love news tips and breaking news and pictures on our text line, as long as nobody's harmed, obviously.
Right.
Or injured.
Look at this.
Here, you want another Baker text from Paula from the text line. Says, I loved Baker when he played for the Sooners and was thrilled when they named him as the starting quarterback. That was a very smart move by the Browns. Paula from the text line. Thanks, Paula.
I mean, it's not like I'm rooting against them. I'm not rooting against them. Mm-hmm. I'm just... We won one game, people. Let's slow down.
The thing is, it sprung what he did the other night. It sprung a little bit of hope. We haven't had hope in a long time, and that's maybe where you hear some of the positive words coming out of my mouth. Maybe that's where that comes from. Also, the idea that maybe, just maybe, after 29 different tries, we on the 30th try maybe found our quarterback. But anyway,
right.
that's just. But I'm still, Michelle. I'm still with you on the whole. Cautious bridge.
I feel like everyone was this way before when we had different quarterbacks that came into town. Oh my gosh, they're so great. And then where are they? Where was that winning record? Haven't seen one in quite a while.
Michelle,
what?
Being so negative today.
Sorry.
Hey, real quick, Weight Watchers, they're known for trimming people down. Well, now they're trimming their name just to two letters, WW.
Nice.
No longer will they be known as Weight Watchers.
Huh.
The company says they want to remain, though, on, of course, helping folks lose a little bit of weight, but they want to focus more on overall wellness, not just dieting. For example, there's a new app out there, the WW app. You can't call them Weight Watchers anymore. It offers tips on meditation. It'll give out rewards for tracking meals, exercise, so on.
Huh.
So forth.
That sounds fun.
Do you know that ever since Oprah Winfrey signed on, and she made a big investment with Weight Watchers,
yeah,
aka WW. That was back in like late 2015, right?
Yeah.
When you've been seeing commercials and infomercials with Oprah plugging WW, aka Weight Watchers. Ever since then, they had a huge, huge spike in
that
membership.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right now, to this day, 4.5 million subscribers.
4.5
to Weight Watchers.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, WW. So there you go.
My goodness.
Changing their name.
That Oprah, she's got some power.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, for sure.
You lose some weight. You lose some weight. We all lose some weight. Remember Slim Fast? Remember those?
Yes.
Drinks?
You know, they had really
like
good...
Sometimes I wonder if this crap even works. Like, yeah, Slim Fast, Weight Watchers. I'm sure it works for some. Everybody's different.
Right. I think you just have to be really strict and follow it to the book. Otherwise, you can veer off.
What was the, before she passed away?
Who?
Nicole
Kidman?
No, she's still alive. Before she passed away.
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah, there you go. What weight loss thing did she... plug line was like, it's so-and-so, baby, or something. Oh, man. My wife she took that back in the day, back when she was in college.
I didn't know she died from because of a diet thing.
No, she didn't. Promoted a diet thing.
Here.
Died because of a diet.
I didn't know. Well, you made it sound like she died of a diet.
Yeah, I forget what
her
she used to plug.
Her son died,
back.
Too?
Yeah, her son died.
Wow, I forgot all about this woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She was a hot mess.
That's so mean. Oh, my gosh, it doesn't say. I'm on her Wikipedia page. I don't know. But her... I don't know if it was her husband or maybe...
Trim Spa is what it was. Took me 2 seconds. Trim Spa. Anna Nicole Smith, Trim Spa. It's Trim Spa, baby. Yeah, I remember that.
Wait, people were becoming ill from that stuff?
No, did I say that?
Well, you made it... You alluded to the fact that she possibly have died from that. Or got sick from that.
Mm.
But she died from an overdose of prescription drugs.
Yes, not from Trim Spa.
I remember when she was really big. Forgot about that. Mm. She's cute, though. Her daughter's adorable.
I haven't even seen her in...
I think I saw her daughter and her old fling. I don't know what he was. They graced a red carpet at some point, and I didn't know who they were until they pointed it out, and I thought, wow. She's so cute. Her mom's adorable, too. Anyways.
Sorry. I need to get off of Google Images. Anna Nicole Smith over here.
Oh, my God.
You're busy over there today, my dear. I know that.
I know.
Speaking of being busy.
That's right.
Hey, I want to mention this. I want to know, would you do this? And the prizes aren't really that great, so your answer may be no. But Six Flags in St. Louis, looking for 6 contestants, not to try out some new ride. No, not to try out some new roller coaster or some weird food item that they're selling. But...
What is it, then?
6 contestants. Is the suspense killing you now?
I'm intrigued.
Who are willing to spend 30 hours inside of a coffin.
Never.
All to celebrate...
Absolutely not.
All to celebrate 30 years of the theme park's annual Fright Fest.
Nope.
They're calling it the 30-hour coffin challenge. Like
Why?
I said, it's being held all in celebratory fashion of their Fright Fest and their 30th birthday.
Are they going to cut holes so you can breathe?
With some of the prizes, including $300, 2 theme park season passes, and even the handcrafted coffin itself in which you can take home. Now, holes to breathe,
Lord
that
mercy, that's terrifying.
It doesn't say here, as if you're some sort of mouse in a box or, I don't know, some sort of animal that you're shipping, or make sure you put holes in the top so it can breathe. Put a couple holes up there.
They have to.
Contestants will be allowed out of their coffins for designated bathroom breaks during the 30 hours, but will be eliminated from the contest if they get out for any other reason. Listen, if all they're giving away is $300 worth of prizes, maybe some theme park season passes, and the actual coffin in which you probably will go number one or number two in at some point in time. I mean, listen, you're spending 30 hours in there. Don't eat or drink anything leading up.
You're screwed.
The chosen contestants will spend 30 hours in this coffin from 1 p.m. on Saturday, October the 13th, until 7 p.m. on Sunday, October the 14th.
Oh, my gosh.
Michelle, what if the prize... Okay, say if it were $500,000.
No.
Still no?
No.
I'm doing it for I'm doing
Absolutely.
I'll do it for $250,000.
No.
$25,000 I'll do it for.
Mm-mm. Nope.
30 hours. That'd get caught up on some sleep. No doubt. They'd open it. They'd go, bathroom break. You want a guy to go, leave me alone. Get out of here. I'm sleeping in here. Don't you know I have twin boys getting caught up on my shut eye in this coffin?
No way.
Close that door.
Absolutely not. I am terrified of closed quarters. Like, no, dude. I feel like something bad's going to go wrong. Somebody's going to suffocate. Somebody's going to die.
Are you getting sweaty palms just thinking about it?
Yes. No. There is a lot of liability in that whole scheme.
I find it hard to believe that the prizes are that weak, to be honest.
If you do that for those weak prizes...
I mean, $300 worth of prize. This is literally what it says. With some of the prizes, including $300, two theme park season passes, and even the handcrafted coffin.
No way.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All for Fright Fest.
Would your wife do it?
It's a cool promotional thing that they're doing. No, yeah. Heck no, would my wife do. No way. Mm. She gets nervous hopping on an elevator.
Yeah, me too. And I hate being in... If I don't have a nightlight at night... I mean,
nightlight.
I still sleep with a nightlight.
What do you have? A little Scooby-Doo Cinderella nightlight that you plug in?
The Little Mermaid.
You have a Baker Mayfield nightlight?
You have a Baker nightlight?
I can get you one.
The Browns are winners tonight.
I can get you a Baker number six nightlight if you want it.
But the other day, whenever I went to go outside, for some reason, the light wasn't on. And I said, I'm not going out to my car. It's too dark. That's a safety issue. I'm going back in.
You hear
me?
Yes. Yeah, you went out to get a sweater because somebody keeps it 65 degrees in here at all times.
Right.
And you were afraid to go out there.
Well, yeah, it was pitch black and we're in the middle of the country.
Well, that's a little different than being in closed quarters, though. So basically, you're saying you're afraid of everything.
Well, I'm scared of the dark and I'm afraid of close quarters. And I don't like bugs. So there's the three things I don't like.
All right.
And I don't like stuffing.
You're stuffing?
Those are four things that I don't like.
Hold on, you mean like Thanksgiving stuffing?
Yeah, I hate
like stovetop or right out of the bird's behind, you don't like stuffing?
No.
Why?
Ugh.
Stuffing is like my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Mm, yeah, nope, I'm good.
What is it about it?
I don't know. I've never liked it. I used to always give it to my dog under the table. And still to this day, when I smell it, it makes me want to throw up. I don't know why.
That's a weird one.
I know. Those are the only four things I don't like. Stuffing and the other three.
I'm sure you'll think of another.
No. I'm pretty laid back, easygoing. I like pretty much everything. Just those four things. And they're just like the most random things ever. I like bugs, stuffing.
You literally said, oh my God, I hate the dark. I hate being bugs. In close quarters and in some tight spaces. Bugs scare me to death. Oh, and then stuffing literally gets me every time. I mean,
those are the only four things I don't like. Everything else I like.
All right. Hey, you know what the term ghosted means?
Yes.
What? All right.
It's like where somebody pretends to be somebody they're not on social media.
Or defined as... Maybe if you and I were dating, right, which we know it would never work. I'm way out of your league, okay? But say if we were dating and all of a sudden you started texting me and I was like, listen, she's annoying the you-know-what out of me. I just want to get away from the situation and just not responding back. That also is ghosting.
Who was that?
You're being ghosted.
That he got caught up in that... Oh my gosh, what's it called?
Scheme where it was a fake woman, right?
Yeah, who was that football player? He was Hawaiian.
Manti Te'o.
Yes!
Right? He played for Notre Dame.
Yes!
Now I think he plays for the Saints, to be honest.
That's wasn't he ghosted? Wasn't that his...
Yeah, but no, that's not ghosted. That was, he was duped. Dang, what's the word? Catfished.
Catfished.
Yeah, that's what he was.
Okay, sorry.
No.
I'm getting them confused.
It's totally okay. But no, hey, Party City, you know it's that time of year for Halloween costumes.
Yes.
One of the new popular costumes this year is the ghosted costume. Here's what it looks like. It's $24.99, by the way. Just a hooded white dress designed, obviously, to look like a ghost with a series of unanswered text messages appearing on the front. They only have a female version only. Apparently, females are the only sex that can ghost somebody. Males can't ghost anybody. So, there you go. If someone's blown up your phone... Ghost them in a ghosted costume for women. That's what the costume's description says. Could be one of the more popular ones. Being
weird,
ghosted.
Weird.
There, I mean, listen.
What happened just being like a dog or a cat?
Well.
Or like a Disney princess.
If you're like 8 years
or like
old.
Or a Ninja Turtle.
If you're eight, go for it.
Or when you're an older person, I mean, you can be a vampire.
Listen, we all had our days where we did the slutty Halloween costumes. We all had those days, right? I'm sure we've all been there. Look, Babbling Brook has her days. Listen, we've all been there where we go weird
Brooke
Halloween costumes.
I don't think Brooke was ever, I would put her in that category. She's a good girl, right?
What are some, for 2018, what are some popular costumes,
I wonder? For adults?
Yeah. I'm sure anything Trump related is gold at this point.
I don't know. I haven't been to the Halloween store to find out.
The Halloween store.
I don't know.
Hey, honey, I'll be back. I'm heading to the Halloween store.
I think we're going to be Disney characters because we're going to dress up as a threesome.
I think my
family.
I think my wife wants to go thing one and thing two with the.
Oh.
With the twins there.
That's cute.
I told her, babe, that's lame. Can we just go Cheech and Chong or something? Can we, one be Cheech, one be Chong, get it over with. Or some other famous duo out there.
I can think of a
Bert and Ernie.
More famous duo than Cheech and Chong.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, go right ahead.
Florida Georgia Line, dress my boys up as country duo right there.
There
Brooks
you go.
And Dunn.
And you and your wife can be Tim and Faith.
How about that?
How about that?
Sold.
Bert and Ernie's cute. My sister and I did Bert and Ernie when we were little.
By the way, Sesame Street had to release some statement the other day saying that they had to literally say that Bert and Ernie is not gay. Well, I mean, as if we needed to really go there.
We cared.
I know. I mean, did people really need to know about this? I literally...
Is that breaking news?
No, I have the story right here. I had it backlogged. Sesame Street wants to clarify Bert and Ernie aren't gay. Despite them taking baths together, playing with rubber duckies, they just wanted to get that news out there.
That's weird.
I thought it was just as weird as well.
I never even assumed that, but as a kid, you did.
Some people thought that. Subliminal messages. And there's always kinds of hidden messages in cartoons and everything. Kids, if you search hard enough, can find that in almost any cartoon.
I don't think that I would have ever realized that. That's such a weird assumption.
Yeah, it is one. Hey, listen, I don't write this stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
All right. With that being said, by the way, I have a winner. Probably should transition out of that. Was Lisa Mathias, by the way. She just won a dozen roses for the Clayland Lions Club Rose Day, which is going down this weekend. Shauna will be there broadcasting live from 10 until noon. But Lisa, congrats to you. Thanks to everybody who got those text messages in Babbling Brook right around the corner.
What if?
WTUZ, Kane Brown, Lauren Elena, What If's requested country from our Weaver Appliance text line. Folks are going nuts for these roses. Remember, later, Shauna Berkey will have another chance for you guys to win some more roses all week long, too, by the way. Monitor our Facebook page for more chances to win. It's Babbling Brooke, and she's here for Z News.
Hi.
Hi, Brooke. Let me move my binder. Hold on.
There we go.
Let me move my binder. I just was reading the copy about the Clayland Lions Club Rose Day.
Right.
Gals always go nuts for
flowers.
You gonna
get some for your wife?
Maybe. That'd be a good one, right?
Does she love flowers? Does she love getting... Because some women don't like getting flowers.
Yeah, I think women who say that are liars. Because all women like gifts and being showered with stuff. I mean, listen, it's...
I'll never turn flowers down.
Uh-huh.
But they die.
Yes.
You know, so I feel give me something that's gonna last.
Here's a newsflash. All things die.
Well, right.
Eventually.
That's right. Flowers, though, die sooner than other things, so... I don't know. I mean, it's a nice gesture. It really is. I mean, I'm always like, aw, when I get them. But then I'm like, oh, they're going to die in like a week.
Okay, whatever. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what Michelle's problem is.
But they're pretty.
But you women maybe have been hanging out with each other too much. Maybe your cycles have linked up now or something. I don't know what your problem is. Both of you.
Wow.
The both of yins. But you have Z News.
I do.
Also news on Brett Young's new single, which, by the way, we have sound from him on that.
Oh, perfect.
So there you go.
Okay. All right, in this same history, in 1789, the first United States Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification.
10 of those became the Bill of Rights.
There you go.
I'm very educated.
Moving up to 1957, under escort from the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division, 9 black students enter all-white Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas.
They want to go to school with us.
Right.
That's from Forrest Gump there, yeah.
Yeah. 1970, The Partridge Family premiered on ABC. 1911, I'm going backwards, ground was broken for Boston's Fenway Park. And then moving on up to
Boston.
1990, drummer Dave Grohl joined Nirvana.
Yeah, now the front man of...
one of my favorite bands.
Yeah. Well, you saw them at Blossom.
I did.
Over the summer.
Foo Fighters. Yeah. That's right. They did awesome. Excuse me.
You all right over there?
I got a little something in my throat, right. I think. You know, it's that time of year.
Whatever.
Holidays for today is National Voter Registration Day, National Cooking Day, it's National Comic Book Day. It's One Hit Wonder Day. Those are always fun to listen to.
Yeah, you know what? That's funny because Michelle last week had the idea for a poll question, which now it's happening this week. Favorite One Hit Wonder.
Ah.
Like, not the artist, but the song.
Right.
Favorite One Hit Wonder song.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that this Friday.
I would have to think about that one. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's also binge day.
Listen, binge on a lot of things, whether it's TV shows, Netflix, or...
Right.
There's a lot of things bad for you that you can binge. Food. Right. Whatever.
True. On TV tonight, Dancing with the Stars is on at 8. This Is Us is on at 9.
The premiere is tonight.
I wish that...
Season 3.
I watched maybe some of the first season, and then I started recording them, and I never watched
them. Now you're too far behind.
I am too far behind. Maybe I'll have to...
Michelle can get you caught up.
Get caught up on like 3 or 4 days straight of watching.
You could binge on National
Binge
Day.
That's right. The cast of Modern Family will be on Ellen DeGeneres. And I was going to look her up, but who's Sophia Vergara?
Oh, she's from Modern Family. She's the...
Oh, that's the
Mexican lady.
Right. Gosh, duh. She's on Jimmy Kimmel. So
I think she's from Colombia, really.
So she's going to be on Ellen and then on Jimmy, I guess. Busy woman. Now, isn't she the most, like, the highest paid actress?
One of them.
On sitcoms or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the highest paid TV actresses. Yeah.
Good for her. In country news, Jimmy Allen's going to be releasing his debut CD, Memory Lane.
He's got that new song now that's hot.
Out on October 12th.
That's Best Shot. That's his hit right now.
There you go. Well, he says that the title takes its name from the street he grew up on.
Mm.
He learned a lot on that street. It's where his journey began.
What was it? Mercury Lane?
Mercury Lane. That's right. That is... Well, the song is called Memory Lane, but it's Mercury Lane, I guess. That is where he grew up. And then, like you said, Brett Young has returned to radio with his new song, Here Tonight.
Yeah, here's Brett Young talking about his new song, by the way.
Here Tonight is a song that kind of came from a conversation I was having with Charles and Ben and Justin, just about those moments in your life, if you're lucky enough to have them, where you're having an incredible moment and in the middle of it you have this thought that comes to you, and that thought is, I wish that this moment could last forever.
There you go. Hey, by the way, folks, we'll hear that song next.
Nice.
That's a tease.
All right, we have time for one more?
Yeah.
All right, well, if you're a Celine Dion fan, you need to get your tickets to go see her in Vegas. Because her residency is coming to an end.
She's been there forever, though.
She has been there for more than 8 years.
Yeah, you see?
Yes. It's ending, though, on June 8th of next year.
2019.
That's right.
All right.
She has performed more than 1,000 shows at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. So that's kind of sad.
Listen, though, with that show, and she's made so much money, she's got to feel like she's the king of the world at this point, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So... Her heart will go on,
that's
and she'll
right.
find something else to do. That's Brooke, by the way. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow on a hump day. More of your kind of country next.